You would not believe what has happened since I posted my first ever podcast. Yup, I got my mic and it was gifted to me by my sister. So thank you to my sister. Yeah, that's it. Today we'll be talking about how to not take advice from unnecessary advice givers. You will have so many people coming up to you giving advices, your friends, your family, your relatives especially. Be a doctor, be a lawyer, be blah blah blah. It is your job to stand your ground. Now, I'm not saying you should not take any advice at all, you know, regarding life. And I'm speaking advice especially in the field of career and relationships. Career is probably one of the most advice-worthy topics for the people around you. You must have received so many advices on what fields to go in, the usual engineering, usual science, usual doctor and lawyers and stuff. And this is probably the most basic advice. But please, please look for what you want to do in life. If you look at the most successful people, and I have noticed this, they have always begun with them following other people's advice, doing a specific degree, doing a specific course, doing something that they did not want to do but only did because other people advised them, and then them regretting them dropping that stuff they were doing and finally following whatever they liked, their passion, and then they bloomed into the most successful people in the world. And some people in your life might be so influential, so decisive about what they're giving advice about, that you would be very, very, very influenced by them and would want to follow their advice. However, do not go into that loophole, please. Most people do actually know what they want to do, what they like to do. But if you do not know, you would know when people give you advice. Like, I remember I was not sure what I wanted to do. But when people around me started advising what I should do, I came to know what I wanted to do so quickly. Everybody has their calling. You know that gut instinct you have, that you might not know how to do this. You might not know how successful you'll become in that field. But you want to do a specific thing. And it's very risky. Like, anytime anybody wants to do what they want to follow their passion, it is always a risky choice. Because it is usually against the usual things. You might want to go into the arts. You might want to be a painter. You might want to be a writer. I just got a call from an internship. Wow. Anyways, you might want to be an influencer of all things. And the entire world will give you so much advice against this. However, if you have a gut feeling, if you have a gut instinct, if your heart feels very safe, very comfortable doing that, you know, there's this feeling you get when you do something. There might be this feeling of, you know, uncomfortableness. You might feel discomfort doing it. You might feel something is wrong, even when it is like one of the most popular things you do. Maybe pursuing a degree, everybody's doing it, everybody's successful doing it, but you just feel something's off. And sometimes you want to do something nobody's doing, and you feel very comfortable doing it. You feel good. You feel that it is just right. Not everybody might support it. Not everybody might think it is the right thing to do for yourself. But if you feel it's right, please continue doing that. You know, I feel like giving advice and taking advice can never be 100% right, because nobody in this world has had the same set of circumstances, same support, same environment, same destiny, fate. I mean, nobody has the same likings, nobody has the same talents, nobody has the same skills. So how can anybody actually ever give advice to someone? An engineer might tell you should be an engineer. A painter might tell you should be a painter. How do they even know what you've been through, what you do, what you like to do, what you could do? For all you know, you could be such a great politician, you could be such a great software developer, anything. The thing is, nobody can decide your life and nobody can correctly guess what is right for you, because your life is something completely different from them. your life could never be compared to somebody else's. You know, even siblings born in the same house cannot have the same life, because though they have the same environment, same upbringing, same parents, same support, everything about them, every human is unique. So giving and taking advice, obviously, like if somebody says you should be a lawyer, it's a good profession, and you go and become a lawyer, you will live a good enough life. You will have a decent income. You will have a decent career. You will be settled. But what if you are destined to be the greatest actor in the world? What if that is your calling and you do not follow it because somebody advised you to do something that they have done and has benefited them? And their advice will probably benefit you, but will it bring out the real you? Absolutely not. So, like, I believe this firmly that you could never ever benefit from other people's advice. You could benefit, but it would never bring out your true potential. It would never bring out what is supposed to be for you, what is meant for you. I believe in following what your heart feels good doing, what feels right to you, following your gut feelings, your gut instincts. They can never ever go wrong. You might sometimes lag behind a little bit if you follow your stuff. Like, you might maybe not earn as much as your colleagues do at this moment. You might not get the success right off the bat because you're just starting. But please do not take advice from other people on how you should live your goddamn life. And always, always do what feels right to your gut, to your heart, and that will never ever end in the wrong way. I think sometimes I take a topic and deviate a lot from it. I go somewhere else, but my main point remains the same. Do not take advice from other people. Take the basics to, you know, just survive in the world. But regarding what you should do with your life, absolutely not. Do not take that advice. Do what your heart feels. Do what your gut says. Follow your passion. Following your own passion, following what you like, has never ever gone wrong for anybody. Do not make excuses for your own self. Do not compare your life to others. There have been successful people who have gone after their passion. There have been unsuccessful people who have gone after their passion. There have been successful people who have done the basics. There have been unsuccessful people doing the basics. The thing is, you do what you feel like doing. You follow your passion, you follow your gut instinct, and it will never go wrong. And please stop comparing your life to others. Nobody can have the same goddamn life. This is the most basic advice that This is also basic advice that you see everywhere, but we only read it, we never follow it. So yeah, I think I've repeated what I wanted a lot of times. So that's it for today. I forgot to say welcome back to Grow With Me Darling, but I will say this was Grow With Me Darling, and see you in the next episode. Bye.